English Musayim, if somebody knows clearly the names of the bird, he's a booking them, he knows the names of them, to say the locher is now that follows the say that oif abo b'simenecha tor, that any oif that comes now and it has at least one simentire star, if you know the names of this bird and you know for sure these names, the name of this bird is not one of the 24 oifas tameya, and it has one simentire, you know it's an oif tor. What's going to be loy hoy boki ben uvish masayin? Let's say you're not a book, you do not know these birds by name, you do not know the exact name of this bird, then it's no good. If it only has one simen tyra, it's no good, because you have to be afraid maybe it's the Paris or the Yasnia, that also only has one simen tyra. And they are traits, but since you don't know the name of this bird, you're not a book in it, or be also teach the bird. Then the Gemara says, what's going to be though, b'shnei simonim? Let's say a bird comes to us and has two simonim tyra, then l'maisa tor, then the bird is tor. But again, v'hu sheyak orif, but providing that the person knows what a raven looks like. Because a raven also has two simonim tyra and still is tamei. So if you know what a raven looks like and you know this bird is not a raven, then achrami, if it has two simonim, then it'll be tor. You know it's not on Azni and it's not a Paris, and therefore you know it's tor. First question, orif b'sulay is the only one you have to check out for just an orif and no other bird. Samara says, but Tani, we learned Oriv. When the Apostle says Oriv, the raven is Oriv. True, that's the raven. Then the Apostle says, Lemina to its own kind. So what does Lemina mean? We have Lezuwaim el Lahavi es Azoriz. It comes to include this bird called the Zoriz. Rashi says, who is Tronili? So, you see, it's not only the Oriv that has two simonim traits, but this other bird also. Yehuda. These people living in the city of Tamros and Yehuda, Hayoch Lenoison, they used to eat this bird called the Zoriz. Because it has a scimitar, it has a crop to it. And Rashi says, these are not the same two simon that has by Nerv. When we call Makom, it only has two, and they used to eat from it. So Gemara says, Amalehen, so Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer answered back to them and said that Afhein Asutim Litin Asadin, the Lord will have to give an account for what they're doing. And Rabbi Lezer holds they're wrong and start off to teach it, because he has two simonim tyra. And the Apostle says, Orif Leminai, Lemina comes to include this bird, the Zorah, that's also also teach. So Kit is not only the Orif you have to recognize, you have to recognize the Zorah also. So Avrach, another pshat is like this. Avrach, the Apostle said, Leminai to its own time. Lahavi comes to include Zanunis, Levina, a white Zanunis, that's also a bird that's trait with Asatit. The Hebrew Rebbe Lezer was Rebbe Lezer. Ormulais, again, the Chom said back to Rebbe Lezer, I belay Anshe Golil Elyon, the people living in Glil Elyon, Eichle Neisen, they used to eat this bird called the Sanusa, Vnei Kurkavana Niflop, it had this Simentaira that its Kurkavan was able to peel off the skin that you could peel it off, and that's the Simentaira. Omalahem, so Blazer said back to them, no, you should know, Afein Asut Lina Sadin, Esam Vloslav to give a din v'cheshbin. They're doing wrong. So I call upon him, according to Blazer, you have these other birds also that's traits, not only the Yerif. So how could you say any bird that comes with two Samanim, as long as you know it's not an Yerif, it's Kasha. So it's Rada Enechnam Yel Yerif, the Chol Min Yerif. It means an Yerif, and any other Min Yerif. Enechnam Yel, as long as you're makir what a raven is, and what any other, these other Minim, either the Sanvusa, or the Zoriz, if you know those two birds also, and the bird you have now does not look like them, but has two simonim tyra and echnami, then it'll be mutatit. Amar Amem, so Amem says like this, Tilkasa, what's the lochon? That oif habo b'simenecha tor. An oif that comes that has one simin, it's tor. For who do I doris? But providing it does not trample on other birds, does not seize other birds. Omli Rav Ashulam Amemah, so Rashi said to Amemah, Hod Rav Nachman Mai, what do you do with Rav Nachman's halacha? So Rashi is saying, Rav Nachman before is the one that said, you have to be a boki in these other ones, because otherwise we're afraid maybe it's a Paris was Nia. So how could you say a bird that comes with one simen, it's kosher, as long as you know for sure it's not Doris? The Rashi explains, what does it mean to say it's not Doris? That he meshkechinu be simenecha mechakinu le betor, we don't see that seizes other birds for his food. The new Rashi says, any food that puts its feet around the food, kishorechla, one eats it, umarzika bragna, holds it in its feet, shla yonish, not move, vla yinoto kulay, eitzopiv, that's called drisa. V'chein derech orvim, shegadelim, bebeteyim, shekari kuka. So kids, as long as the bird is not dirt, and it has one simen tyro, so according to Meimer, it's mutatidit. I had a question, Nachum before said, you have to be a boki b'shmesayim. Or Malaysia said, back to Malay Shmili, I did not hear that. Claim a minute, they say, less freely, I do not hold like him. He does not hold like Rav Nachman. Zmar says, my Ika, because what are you afraid about this bird that has only one simen? That maybe. My Ika, Mishum Paris, because Nia, your suffix is maybe, it's a Paris, or it says Nia, less Nia be Yishuv. Those two birds are not be Yishuv. So if you don't have to be afraid of him, talk about the name is Pshat. You don't have to be afraid, they're not Bishuv, they're not around where we live. Therefore, if you find the bird Bishuv where people live, you don't have to be afraid of that. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Oif HaMesaret Kosher, a nerf that, an oif, a bird that scratches like, it's kosher. Letiris Mitzera, you're allowed to use it for Tiris Mitzera. She says, Shoot Tzipor Abatera. This is called the Tzipor, which the Torah was talking about. A nerf that's Mesaret, a bird that scratches. Vizuhi Sanunis Levina. That's called the Sanunis Levina. Shenechlu Kubo Reb Lezer Achomen. That there was a Machlokes Reb Lezer Achomen about this. Omer Meimah. Meimah says like this. Bechiyua Kar say, if the stomach, the belly of it is white, Kuliyam Latliga Dishori. Everybody holds then that this Sanunis is kosher to use for the Tzipora of a Mitzera. Kipliga, where's the Machlokes? The Diruka Kar say, where its belly is green, that's where the Machlokes is. Reb Lezo, Reb Lezo, that oif is also. For Rabbanan Shore, the Rabbanan Stuf, even though the belly is green, still is kosher. V'yuchasok Reb Lezo, and Loch is like Reb Lezo. The Reb Lezo holds, it's not kosher. If the belly is green of this bird, then it's also. Ma'azutra Ma'asiyoche, Reb Zutra learned the Machlokes like this. V'yuruka Karso, where the belly of this bird is green. Kuliyam Le'plig Diyos, there's no Machlokes, everybody agrees that it's also. Kipligu is the Machlokes, but the Chiyura Kasu, where the stomach is, where the belly is white, that's the Machlokes. Reb Lezo, it's Reb Lezo, it's also. Rabbanan Shor, Rabbanan hold no, it's Muta. The Ilkos and Lochus Ki Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan say, that it's Muta. The Ilkos and Rabbanan the Shori. It's worse like this. Bishlam, I understand, is very good. Laman, the Yama, the Chiyura Kasu, Pligu, the Machlokes, where the stomach is white. Haina, the tongue, that's why it says, Zuhi Sanunis, Levina. This is the Sanunis Levina. That's what the Machlokes is. It says that this bird calls it with the white belly. El Leman Diyama, but the Yeruka Tigra Machlokes is, where it's green. So Mayi Zanunis Levina. What do you mean to say? It's the white one. It's not the white one. It's not where the Machlokes is. The Machlokes is where it's a green one. It's more so true. The reason why it says it, La Fuke de Bote Diuchme, means to exclude. Rashi says Bote means Hagdolos, Fi Hadoros Bikiros about them, the ones that live in the walls of the house. Ushchor is saying those are black. That for sure is not part of the Shiloh. That's why it says Lashon of a white one means Lafuke, not the black one. But really the Machlokes is where the krag, where the stomach, belly is green. Omarachta, Omar Rav Yehuda. Tosil, Tosil Mishum Turim. This bird called the Tosil. Rashi says, Min Yoinu, it's like of a pigeon. So you know, it's Tosil Mishum Turim. It's like, it's no good, it's too old for Turim. But the kosher mishum b'nai yayna, it's kosher for the b'nai yayna. Rashi says, Pasu mishum turin, and bola viyo mishiyas, when it comes old, the terrorist turin, yeah, that's no good. But it's kosher to be yitzah for b'nai yayna, was only 1 year old. The atzifi v'turin sharachva, Rashi says the atzifi means min turin, type of doves. So the atzifi, the Turin Sharach, but Rashi says Kachshimon, that was the name of this bird, is Sherim Mishum Turim, when the age of Turim is like a kosher. But if Sulu Mishum Benayana, they will not be yet to the Pesos of Pitch Benayana, they're no good. For pigeons, they're no good. Moser Rav Dunia Barav Ktin, he asked a question like this. Says, Kolo Oifois, Sulin, Faislin Mechatis, all birds, the Pasol Mechatis, Chutz Benayana.